Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. When you're farming, you are faced with a lot of unknowns. What will the weather be like? Will these low prices ever recover? Our corn and soybeans are planted on my Illinois farm, and they're up. It's time to spray to kill the weeds, and we're ready. But just last week, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court ruled that herbicides whose active ingredient is dicamba cannot be used. We already paid for the weed killer. We've been using chemical Roundup for years, and suddenly, out of nowhere, we were unsure about what to do. Suddenly, Monday evening this week, EPA announced that farmers can still spray dicamba on their crops. The weed killer can only be used until July 31st. For the court to throw a wrench into the works just when we needed a spray was the ultimate of inconsideration. Thank God and the EPA, we will be spraying this weed killer unless another roadblock is thrown up. If you're in the business of farming, you never know what the next challenge will be. And that's true with a lot of small family businesses. You see them on television now where their stores have been destroyed and looted by rioters. Who would have ever expected this? Peaceful protests are fine. I read an article about Idaho City. Many heavily armed citizens come out to support peaceful protests and protect local businesses and citizens against shipped-in Antifa members. But when those members saw the local defense, they didn't cause any trouble. They knew that looting and destruction would not be tolerated. A local citizen, Brett Surplus, drove into the city, and here's what he had to say, and I quote, "Wall to wall with armed citizens walking the streets and sidewalks, making their powerful presence known. Good guys with guns keep bad guys with evil intent away," end of quote. Now, I know this kind of defense could work perhaps in rural America someplace, but it's not going to work in our cities, not a chance. And I know that the message is out that there are some bad cops, but the vast majority are great. More than 70% of our citizens think our police do a good job. The far left are demanding that we defund the police. Well, that would result in more crime. The debate goes on, stores are opening, and the crops are in God's hands now. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.